Positive thinking is enough. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Positive thinking is enough. So many times we feel that we have to do something to bring about a result in life and in the world. We feel we have to get out there and make something happen. We have to get out there and manhandle the situation, manipulate it and control it in every physical and every mental way. Now, if that is how we look at life, if that's how we look at our world, we have a lot of work to do. But if we look at our world as a spiritual, mental vehicle, spiritual first, if we look at our world as a spiritual, mental vehicle, then we will realize that our thoughts are things. Our thoughts are what make the world turn. Use that phrase. Our thoughts are what give impetus, power, direction, control to anything that happens in the world. We look at the sky and say, what a beautiful day! And so it is. And then the rain starts coming down. What lovely rain! And so it is. And we say, some people worry, oh, well, the rain's going to flood. Hey, this is just the right amount of rain, gently soaking into the ground, gently doing its wonderful work, bringing forth water for the wells of all the rural areas and bringing fresh water into the lives of millions of people, filtered down through the earth, down into the water table. How great that is! Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah, well, how great that is! Positive thinking is enough. We see something that's about to happen, and it's not our choice. And we say, all is in divine order, and we let our mind release it and go away to the next thing that we want to think about. So long as we keep saying, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is, we are not believing all is in divine order. We are not putting the positive thought, all is in divine order. We're putting the thought, oh, something's going to happen bad. And we should speak our word. Once should be enough. We should speak our word with positive attitude of mind, with a positive thinking is enough, and think it and then let it alone and go on to the next thing, because it is done. It is done. Can you imagine a doctor worrying about every patient? He goes in to see his patient and works with them on whatever is their need, and then he says, all is in divine order. And he leaves them with whatever he thinks is going to help them, a pill or a manipulation or whatever. And he goes his way. And then he thinks about the next patient. If he's thinking about the first patient all the time, he's not going to have time to think about the second patient. And if he's thinking about the third and second and fourth and fifth, pretty soon his mind's going to be so bottled up, he cannot do anything. And he wants to play tennis. He wants to go out and play golf. He wants to take your boat out on a cruise on the ocean, the lake, the river. He wants to have fun. And if he's going to worry about whether his patients are whole and perfect, then he's got a problem. He sees everyone whole and perfect. The doctor goes in and says to the patient, well, how are we today? In other words, he's saying to you, tell me how wonderful you are, and let's both put that positive thought in motion and let it be so. But we choose to say, oh, doctor, I've got to tell you what the problem is so that you can help me. And the doctor says, well, I've already done that, but now what is it you'd like? What sort of a world have you created for yourself? Well, I created a world that's got this, that, and the other symptom. And the doctor says, well, those are symptoms we've handled regularly here. People come in here who don't have a positive attitude, who don't have a positive thought about themselves, and what happens? They experience those things. Well, here's a pill. Call me in the morning. You know? And the doctor releases you. He plays the game with you however you want to play it. If you want to play the game of being whole and perfect, he'll play the game with you. If you want to play the game of being ill, he'll play the game with you. You see, He's not going to run your world. He doesn't really realize that he's the creator of his world. And he could create in his world every single person coming to him and taking on his positive attitude about who they are, and they are instantly whole and perfect, and they would pay their bill of being instantly whole and perfect and go their way. But how would he earn any residual money? Well, there's lots of people wanting to learn how to be whole and perfect and how to instantly recognize their wholeness and perfection. Positive thinking is enough. A positive mental attitude is what brings us whatever experience we have. We may be positively thinking that we're sick or positively thinking that we're well. What is it that we want to do? When our positive thinking is glorified, as our positive thinking is on the track that we say we want to go, wow, we're going just great. We're doing just great. Are you ready for such positive thinking? Are you ready to have your mind be like the doctor's mind, one-pointed on whatever it is that's playing at the video theater? Whatever it is that's going on, is that what you want? And that's what you got. It's up to you to know who and what you are, where and what you are, why and how you are, and all that is good and beautiful and fantastic. And it's up to you now. It's up to me now. Positive thinking is enough. It's not, as someone once said, like in the bleep movie, positive thinking is like a little smear of positive thinking over a big problem. And the big problem's still there. Well, positive thinking is not on the problem. Positive thinking is on the solution. We do not put a Band-Aid on the problem. We put the reality on the solution. We do not think about the mountain there. We just take our tractor and we take our shovel and we dig it up and move it and dig it and move it, and pretty soon we got the whole mountain out of the way. Now, that's the way the human does it. The mental does it by just seeing that the mountain is clear, that all is in divine order, and all is finished. It is done. There is no shovel going on working, digging away at the mountain. We're recognizing that it is there. When Richard Bach was writing Jonathan Livingston Seagull, when he was writing about Jonathan Livingston Seagull, what did he have him say? Or no, it wasn't that. It was in Illusions. And when he was looking up at the blue sky, and he was talking with Don Tsumoto, and he says, how do you get rid of those clouds up there? And Donald Tsumoto said, you don't get rid of the clouds, you see the clear blue sky. If you're going to concentrate on the clouds will grow and escalate. If you concentrate on the clear blue sky, that's your result. This is positive thinking is enough in the direction that you wish to experience in your life. And that's what we want to each experience. We want to each experience the clear sky. We want to each experience wholeness, happiness, right action, peace. We want to each experience the greatness, the glory, the goodness of who and what we are, because that's really all that matters. Well, Rex went outside and he didn't find anything, but he barked. Perhaps a vehicle went by. Perhaps a big black bird was flying in the sky. Who knows? But he now has become peaceful, and he lays down and he says, it's all gone, and nothing more for him to bark at. We should have our life so there's nothing more for us to bark at, and we just sing our happy song. Positive thinking is enough. It really is. And you have a lovely day having positive thoughts and knowing all is in divine order for you right now. And forevermore. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.